All right, guys, the mainstream media has now officially created their narrative. They've laid it out there, and of course, it's riddled with holes. It's riddled with inconsistencies. We're going to talk about all that today. We're going to show you some bizarre footage, some talking points, and then I want to give you what they're telling us and warning us about coming down the pike. So get ready. We're going to talk about all this today on today's podcast. Let's go.
The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, guys? It is Friday, January 3rd, 2024. We are officially 3 days into the new year, and we've now got the official narrative from the mainstream media. Boy, it took long enough, and they went back and forth and back and forth, and they juggled this thing, and they mixed it all up, put it in a hat, and shook it up, and draw out this and drew out that conclusion, and then I guess they all put their heads together and they come up with the official narrative. We're going to talk about that today. Listen, I'm not a detective and neither are you, but I think that we could put puzzle pieces together and all the clues together far better than what these guys have put together to try to paint this narrative or this tapestry of what they're saying actually took place. So listen, before we get started, can you do me a favor? Hit that like button on Facebook, YouTube, wherever you may be watching from. Help us push this out on the algorithm. Also, go ahead and hit the subscribe button, hit that bell notification, and that's going to help. That's going to help you out by keeping you informed of every time we go live here on social media platforms, howbeit YouTube or the rebroadcast of this on Rumble or whatever platform you'll be watching from. Of course, we welcome you guys on Apple and Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts as well. And we appreciate if you guys get any value of our content, we'd love for you guys to give us a good review. That's going to help us out as well. So guys, let's get right into this thing. So let's talk about what they're telling us now. So before we get to what they're telling us, we got to recap this. So here we have on New Year's Eve, we have two events that take place simultaneously. A man who is a former military rents an electric truck from a rental app from a particular company on New Year's Eve. Technically, New Year's Day, if we want to be technical, fills it with explosives and drives it down Bourbon Street. The explosives fail to detonate, thank God. He gets out, starts shooting at police officers. He's gunned down. He's taken out. Of course, they found an ISIS flag on his truck. The FBI raided his home in Texas. They discovered, and we called it, the manifesto. Everything was there, the computer files, everything, the breadcrumbs, all of that was taking place. Meanwhile, that same day, that same timeline, while that was taking place, within hours apart, we go to Las Vegas, Nevada, where also former military, also using the same rental app, same company, rents also an electric vehicle, a Cybertruck, a Tesla Cybertruck, loads it down with explosives, has a detonating device. This is what they told us. He has a detonator, drives up to the Trump Hotel, and detonates the explosives. It blows up the vehicle, killing himself. And all that took place simultaneously, same day, all the coincidental connections, yet now we're being told that a lot of what we were told is untrue. For example, when the event took place on Bourbon Street, the officials immediately came out and said, this is not an act of terrorism. Then they came out and they said that this was an act of terrorism. Then they came out, eventually they said, well, he acted alone. Then they changed that and they said that there were multiple perpetrators. Every mainstream media outlet, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, NBC, ABC, all of them said that there were multiple perpetrators involved. And they knew that as a fact. In fact, let me show you something here that I think you're going to find intriguing. Now, I saved this because I just want to prove a point here. This is from Chronicle. This is a Texas affiliate news outlet. Look what it, again, this is dated January 1st. Investigators have reviewed video of three men and a woman. They've reviewed the video footage. Three men and a woman placing explosives in probe of New Orleans attack. Now, hold on here. Stop. Again, investigators have reviewed. In other words, they have possession of the footage. You'll never see it. It'll never see light of day. I can tell you that, ladies and gentlemen. You can forget about it. You'll never see it. But they came out and said they had possession of footage that of three men and a woman. Okay, it'd be one thing if they said they had footage of three men and a woman that they found, that they saw were suspicious or they were conducting suspicious activity. No, they are saying that these three men and this woman were seen placing explosives. Where? Where were they placing explosives? Again, this was released on January 1st, but isn't it interesting? Now, the new update is that this man in Louisiana acted alone. There is no other perpetrators. There is no one else that was working with him. Although they, again, every outlet touted that he was not working alone and there was others working with him. But now they're saying, no, he was working alone. Yet they even released a statement saying that they obtained footage. They reviewed it. Three men and a woman placing explosives. So guys, what is it? What's going on here? Okay. Number two thing that's absolutely fascinating to me. Also, we're being told that the individual, this Matthew Livelsberger or Berger, whatever his name was, who carried out the Cybertruck explosion, that detonated this car in front of the Trump Hotel. They came out and said the body that was retrieved was severely burnt beyond recognition. Yet, listen to me, ladies and gentlemen, yet authorities were able to retrieve his identification, his passport, his phone and smartwatch. And somehow, even though the body was burned beyond recognition, they were able to determine that he took his life by shotgun wound, affliction, self-induced, before the explosion took place. Wow. Okay, so let me pull up this article. I want to show you this. All right, here it is. This is the New York Post. Again, this is coming. The authorities there, the Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department Sheriff Kevin McMahill told reporters that, again, the individual unalived himself before the explosion. Okay, now stop for a second, guys. I'm going to go back to this, but I'm going to point out something here. The Las Vegas Police Department has also had a reputation of blunders. Do y'all remember? I don't have it in front of me, so I'm going to have to go by memory, so y'all bear with me. Do y'all remember the Jason Aldean concert that was in Las Vegas? I don't even know what year this was. This was several years ago, where in which this guy, this lunatic, whatever, who knows? We still to this day don't know the motive. We don't know the manifesto. We'll never know it, by the way. But he rented a room, took all kinds of firearms into the room, and began to spray people down below. And this was one of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history from the hotel. And there, that whole story was riddled with inconsistencies, holes. They, to this day, all these years later, and we still don't know why. We don't know the motive. We don't know the manifesto. We don't know any of this stuff. So, and again, the sheriff's department, the timelines, and we could bring up all kinds of stuff from that incident. They got roasted because of that, because there were so many inconsistencies. So the fact that they're saying this doesn't really surprise me, guys, to be honest with you. Let's pull up the article though here. An active member of the Army's elite special forces, again, shot himself just before the explosion at the Trump Las Vegas hotel. Stop. I thought you guys told us that he had a detonating device. Now, was this by remote control? Did this have a timer? Because when you come out here and you publish a report saying he had a detonating device, I'm sorry, but I assume it's a little device like a remote control where in which you push a button to detonate the explosives. But apparently, we've got a problem here. Either one, that's not the case, and this was a remote detonation. Then that poses the question, who remotely detonated it, number two, or was it on a timer when he pulled up? And he was already... it was already ticking. The clock was ticking. He takes his life and then boom, it explodes. Or number three, if you're telling me this is a detonating device where in which he has to put pressure on a button to push the button to detonate it, a dead man cannot do that. So we have to rule that out. If we're using logic here, we have to rule that out. Okay. But I want to scroll down. Here's the guy who did it. Okay. Here's what they retrieved. They found a firearm. Big shock there. Here's the contents of the cyber explosion. Here's the truck. Here's the aftermath. Here he is again. And here is his ID that was recovered from the explosion. The guy's burned beyond recognition, but yet they retrieve this. Yet they retrieve this, a passport, which is paper. A paper passport, a plastic ID, all retrieved, where in which you can conveniently read all the information off of it, all of it. And again, his phone, his smartwatch, all of that stuff was retrieved. But yet this guy was burned beyond recognition. And they're telling us that this event had no connection whatsoever to the New Orleans incident as well. No connection. So now I want to show you a video that I found that I thought was extremely intriguing, because I want you to see this. We're going to watch this together.
Boy, when I tell you 2025 is going to be year of the PSYOPs, believe me, So there was a horrific attack on Bourbon Street in New Orleans on New Year's where this car plowed into a crowd of people, got out and start firing at police. The suspect is Shamsuddin Jabbour, which is a 42-year-old real estate agent from Beaumont, Texas. Now, in this marketing video, he states that he's born and raised in Texas, lives in Houston, but there's a few things odd right off the bat that I found.
Born and raised in Beaumont, Texas, and now live in Houston. And I've been here all my life, with the exception of traveling for the military, where I spent 10 years as a human resources specialist and IT specialist.
Why does this video feel like a setup? Because he's giving vital information about his background instead of talking about real estate. Mind you, right. This is the only video he's posted on his YouTube back in 2020, then completely fell off.
Guys, wow. That's very suspect.
Then his real estate license actually expires in 2023 and he doesn't renew it. So this screams sleeper cell to me.
Exactly. Again, unbelievable.
Going back to the truck, so that flag that's covered up is an ISIS flag, and allegedly that's who he has allegiance to. Now, here where it starts to get really weird. Ford's X account got hacked a few days ago saying all eyes on Gaza, Israel is a terrorist state, free Palestine, and Ford even made a statement saying their account was compromised and they did not make those posts. Then you have an attack with a Ford F-150 Lightning with an ISIS flag. What are the chances? And who could have hacked that Ford X account? Oh, I don't know, maybe a military IT specialist? But it doesn't stop there. This actual car was at the scene of another attack. Can anybody tell me why that same truck was in front of this Cybertruck that...
Now, I can't vouch for that to say that that's the same truck, but it is interesting. If you zoom in, look, it even looks like the flag on it. It looks like a white Ford electric truck. That is very bizarre. Again, this was before this was detonated. That is bizarre.
Blew up in front of Trump Towers in Las Vegas. You can't make this shit up. Now, this Cybertruck pulled up, parked, and then exploded with the driver inside. Now, obviously, they are sending a message to Elon and Trump. And right. Who would willingly pull up just to unalive themselves like this?
Exactly.
Sleeper cell. And I find this pretty odd that Elon reposts this on his X account saying, this Cybertruck looks like the future. This was a response to this post saying, this Cybertruck is on fire and this literally looks like the Cybertruck is exploding. And it doesn't stop there. So you guys, on New Year's, the Empire State Building, the Washington Monument, and the U.S. Capitol get struck by lightning. You mean the...
And the One World Trade Center.
Same name, this truck, Lightning, struck people in New Orleans. Got it. Mm. Also, they said that this truck was sitting on a dealership lot on December 14th, then got bought, then got put on Turo, which then he rented. Not to mention that Cybertruck that was in front of Trump Tower was also rented on Turo. Yep. Then the Airbnb he rents actually catches on fire and dozens of people had to evacuate. How convenient.
Well, yeah, that's another thing. You don't hear anything about that. The Airbnb catches on fire. Why? What was in it? What evidence needed to be destroyed? Guys, I'm telling you, this is riddled with stuff.
Hold up. This is happening in the same city where the Super Bowl is happening this year, February 9th. Didn't the Super Bowl happen last year in Las Vegas on February 11th? So you have two attacks on the same day in both of these cities. And look at the dates. 9.
Wow. Listen.
11. Oh, they love their symbolism. Now, since then, the governor declared a state of emergency in New Orleans and even postponed the Sugar Bowl. Now, the question is, are we really under attack? Because the FBI just found 150 homemade bombs in a Virginia home, which is one of their largest seizures they've ever had. Either way, I would keep my head on a swivel, especially if you're in a major city, because it seems like somebody's sending a message.
Now, guys, let me know what you think about that. That is intriguing. I agree. Everything. There's no way that these things are coincidence. No way. So let me want to talk about this. Now, on the heels of this, somebody sent this to me, so I definitely want to share this. This is a former CIA officer warning that there are more than 1,000 Al-Qaeda sleepers in the U.S. planning a major homeland or planning major homeland attacks. So again, we're going to scroll down here and watch some of this video. And let's listen what she says here.
I just want to clarify, you are 100% certain that there are 1,000 plus Al-Qaeda trained fighters within the United States borders?
Well, Al-Qaeda says they trained and deployed 1,000 for this attack. First off, I think there's more than 1,000 Al-Qaeda members in the United States. But for the Homeland attack, that number is based on what Al-Qaeda is saying. So they could exaggerate it. However, they did have about 1,400 in the Hamas attack. So the number is not off from what they did in the first round of attacks.
How old is this information?
I mean, it's ongoing. So the training's already done, right? So All the training info is now old because they trained all the Homeland attackers, if that makes sense. So like next week, you're not going to get info of a Homeland attacker probably at a terrorist camp because it's already done. Mm-hmm. So all this has been in the last year.
So it's been over a year. It's been a year.
Because this was a continuation. So they planned October 7th first, and then they rolled into planning this after.
Are we next or is Europe next?
I think the embassy attacks are next, in my opinion.
What are they waiting for the embassies?
I don't think they're waiting. I think it took time to train them. They've now approved them, and they've now moved into the operational stage.
Wow.
So we first talked about what they call the invisible bomb. It was Al-Qaeda's in the Arab Peninsula, so their branch in Yemen, right? And they basically were showing off. It's really interesting. The video got taken down right away, and then I think most people in the U.S. didn't even see it. So like TSA completely ignored putting out the actual piece of the video that mattered. And so the big piece of the video was teaching terrorists how to make a that goes through a magnetometer. So, you know, like most airports in the world, you don't have that weird hand scan thing. You just go through a random metal detector. So basically goes through the metal detector. Okay. So they were showing it off.
Okay. Again, remember we talked about predictive programming? Remember I talked about this and that movie, this new, the number one movie that's trending right now on Netflix is called Carry On. And it has Jason Bateman in it again, where he works with a terrorist organization to get and to get on board a weapon of mass destruction, a biochemical weapon. And again, same scenario to get it through TSA. And the whole nine yards to get this onto an aircraft. And this is and listen what this woman's saying.
Now Al-Qaeda's advanced and it's in a vest. But the interesting part is it doesn't just go supposedly through the metal detector. They made it with components dogs aren't trained on to sniff. So if you say, okay, well, we'll up our security and put more dogs, Al-Qaeda is saying, well, we've defeated that too. And this is the type of vest they plan to use potentially in their homeland attack that's coming up. So it's very concerning because we aren't prepared for that.
So this woman is telling us that there is over 1,000, could be more, sleepers in America waiting to carry out an attack on U.S. homeland. I'm telling you, 2025, guys, is going to be one, unless the Lord bring a reprieve, then this is going to be one for the books, I'm telling you.
I mean, most of the buildings you go into, even if they have some sort of thing, it already defeats that.
I mean, I don't think we're prepared for anything that's coming.
Right.
I mean, do we have any preparations at all? I mean, from what I've seen, we have no preparations.
Try.
We're going to get into more about the funding of Taliban. I mean, we're funding our own demise here. I mean, have you seen any positives? Is anybody doing anything?
No, and actually, Al-Qaeda makes a joke out of the fact that they move the money we give to the Taliban to the camps that train the homeland attackers, right? So it's almost like an
kind of like Iran, right?
Insider joke, like, yes, we are forcing America to fund their own attack. So that is the plan, too, that the money will go back to us and our government. And then that makes Americans also look at our government like it's an inside job. You knew it, right? And so Al-Qaeda's...
Right, exactly. If you don't want conspiracies, then stop doing this stuff.
I'm going to play that game, which is really interesting. Al-Qaeda found the Building 7 conspiracy stuff fascinating. And they have actually had discussions about how can we could do ruses and bring in the Building 7 people to make them blame their government more. So they're actually even...
What about the U.S.?
So the U.S., from what we've seen, I told you about the camps, right? That there's the advanced urban warfare. So we think it's going to look like October 7th, but it's actually based on, and October 7th was probably also based on it. It's based on the Mumbai attacks that occurred 15 years ago.
What happened there? Before we dig into that.
Yeah, it was basically a terrorist group, Lashkar-e Taiba. They did a number, it's called swarming attacks. They did a number of attacks in New Delhi, at a hotel, the Taj Mahal, I believe it was called, at like basically the train station, et cetera. The interesting thing about it, and this is why they're going to employ it now, is those terrorists were given kind of like latitude. One, they could change the location they were attacking, and they could change the modus operandi they were using. So, for example, when they went into the train station, it was supposed to be a bombing. When they got in there, they said, wow, we can kill more people just shooting them than putting the together, and they shot them. Another thing that they did is in real time, information was being passed to them. So when they were in the Taj Mahal, they were being told what was on the press and what the police were doing, and they changed basically some of their movements in the hotel.
How many people, how many fighters do you think we can expect in each attack?
Well, the 1,000 is all of them. So we're calling it, it's an Al-Qaeda planned attack, but within those 1,000 terrorists, some of them are this because they want to be blamed.
Okay, so the question is, did we just see the prelude to this? Did we see the initial, was this a sign? Guys, I just got chills from this. Were the two attacks in Vegas and in Louisiana, were these the initial horses out of the gate? Was this the precursor? Was this a sign, a signal saying, all right, when we do this and we carry this out, and again, I'm going with their narrative, at least on one of these guys. If this guy was a ISIS operative, and I'm not convinced, I totally disagree with the mainstream media's assessment that this other dude in Vegas was not connected. I believe they were one, and I believe they were absolutely connected with the same network. And I believe the first initial report of the three men and the woman seen with the explosives, I believe that. And I believe they're still out there, along with the 997 or however many of these operatives are out there, these sleepers. Again, in the beginning, I was skeptical. I said false flag. Now, again, I do believe, and you have to go back and watch our program yesterday. I talked about MK Ultra mind control. This is a real thing. This is not conspiracy. It was used decades ago. This was a CIA operation that was used. It can be used to control individuals, to manipulate them, to control their will, their thoughts, and use them to carry out events. Now, this woman just told you that our government, our own government, is funding the Taliban, who in return funnels money to these people, these sleepers that are going to carry out attacks. Again, concerning, guys, because we could have just witnessed 2 days ago, the first initial stages of this. And the question has to arise, what's next? Where is it going to happen? What is it going to look like? Now, this, she's telling us, again, this is nobody, this is not a blogger, a YouTuber, an influencer. She's a former CIA officer telling you to keep your head on a swivel. Look out. If you're going to go to shopping centers, malls, large events where there's large masses of people. These are soft targets, easy. Then you need to be aware. Again, I know we can't allow these people to win. We can't allow fear to dictate what we do. But at the same time, we have to use wisdom. If you can avoid these locations, by all means, do it. All right, let's get back to this.
I think the more of the fighter types are going to be, because then if they're caught, then they talk. I think more of the bombers are going to be Al-Qaeda.
think these attacks will happen simultaneously throughout the United States? Or will they be one day here, next day here, another one over here next week?
So they want them coordinated. I don't know if coordinated means all at the same time, or if coordinated means we do it Monday, we do it Tuesday, we do it Wednesday, we do it Thursday, we do it Friday, just do 5 straight days. So, but they want it coordinated.
What kind of places do you think they're going to target?
So this is what's complicated. So Al-Qaeda's preference, as you can imagine, is symbols of the U.S. or anything that causes economic damage, right? So capital is a great symbol. I feel like bridges or any kind of public transport.
Okay, stop. Now, we did the lightning. We talked about the lightning striking four monuments that are all major monuments of America that represent certain aspects of influence, economy, wealth. You had the Washington Monument. You had the New York One Trade Center. You had the U.S. Capitol. And you had one other. I can't think of it right off the bat. But you had all four of these. And all of these got struck by lightning on New Year's Eve right before these attacks. And listen what this woman's saying. I'm telling you. And, you know, your Bible talks about God can control the lightning. God can use, he can control the direction these lightning bolts go. Now, we had people, when we reported on this, they said, well, that happens all the time. Yes, a single monument getting struck by lightning is nothing out of the ordinary. But all four of these monuments being struck across, again, New York and Washington at the same time on the same night on New Year's Eve, really? Come on, wake up. I'm telling you, all the warning, guys, the warning bells are going off. It's blaring. The sirens are going off. Everything is going off.
Transportation always matters because it puts costs against us and it causes fear. But here's where it gets complicated. So remember, the terrorists might have their goal is they're going to attack the metro in D.C., right? But remember, some of these terrorists are going to be, and remember, they can change locations. So the ISIS guy might go down the metro and say, there's not many people down here. I'll kill 20, but there's a event going on. I'm going to go up there, right? Because this is a little different. Just wants mass casualty. My opinion, terrorists in general, just leaving Afghanistan, a lot of them are coming up through the Darien Gap to the border. And there was a big push, right? Get in the U.S. while you can. Now, not all those Al-Qaeda's attackers, right? But they came in with fake Afghan passports. They came in with fake Syrian passports, fake Turkish passports. Those are the kind of the three preferences because they're easiest to get. And then, you know, if our Border Patrol agents, a lot of them haven't been overseas, right? If an Egyptian shows up at the border with a Syrian passport, is he going to know that person was Egyptian? I mean, his passport says Syrian, right? Yeah. So we have that problem. But then Al-Qaeda wants to embarrass us again, like they did with the 9/11 attackers. And they've trained clean terrorists, right? From like Saudi, Kuwait, Jordan, et cetera. And they want them to get legitimate visas so we can't trust our system again. So we have both issues going on. A lot of these terrorists are coming up, right? And there still is the problem of lone wolves. There is the problem of we have terrorists in this country now where those members have never been in this country, right? We don't have any idea what their intent is.
And by the way, guys, look at the date that this was recorded. This didn't air, or this wasn't recorded after the fact of what we just saw. This was before. This was days before, and she's warning about this.
Islamic movement of Uzbekistan is a great example, right? They've sent terrorists from...
And I'm sorry, guys. You can listen by Apple, Spotify. This was recorded and aired or posted on Twitter here on December 28th, 2024. And again, this is from former CIA officer Sarah Adams. Okay? So, and this is, again, we're sharing this, and I, sometimes I forget that you guys are listening and you can't see what I'm looking at.
Afghanistan region here. Why? Right? We have terrorists in this country that we don't even know their long-term plans against us because they're not never really been a focus of ours, or we focused on them with this little piece where they did a few operations or training with Al-Qaeda, right? But we don't know the intent, and maybe they just are force multipliers for Al-Qaeda or the Islamic army, but we lack the understanding.
All right, guys, I want to show you this. Materials found in Houston home included precursor chemicals for homemade explosives. Now, again, this goes right along with what was discovered in that home in Virginia. Remember, there was homemade explosives there. In fact, it was the largest cache of explosives in FBI history.
Tonight, the nation's capital is under heightened security out of what police say is an abundance of caution, though there is no specific threat. With a slew of major security events this month in D.C., the January 6th anniversary, former President Carter's funeral, and the inauguration of President-elect Trump, federal authorities are on high alert.
Well, the reaction was one of anger and frustration.
While investigators have not yet determined a motive in the New Orleans attack, they say the suspect had an ISIS flag on his truck as he carried it out. There are also mounting questions about the Las Vegas explosion outside a Trump hotel. And in a sign of the growing danger, experts say the number of domestic terrorist attacks and plots against government targets alone motivated by political beliefs in the past 5 years was nearly triple the previous 25 years combined. The FBI has also been warning the threat from homegrown violent extremists that are jihadist-inspired is surging.
Since October 7th, though, that threat has gone to a whole nother level.
Add to that the unprecedented two assassination attempts this summer on then-candidate Trump.
All right, guys. So, again, this is a lot to take in, and it's a lot to be in prayer about. Now's the time. We got to get into some heavy intercession. We need to be in a lot of prayer. And, again, use wisdom when you go out in public. If by all means, if possible, again, if possible, try to avoid places of large gatherings, especially in locations like New York and Chicago and New Jersey and California, places like this that are high profile states and locations. I would definitely be keeping my head on a swivel and paying attention to my surroundings and everything that's going around me. So guys, again, if you enjoyed our content, be sure to hit this like button. Hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Take it a step further. Go ahead and download our free app. It's available on Apple and Android devices. You can pick it up today, and it's absolutely free for your benefit. Once you download it, hit that push notification, and then you'll get notified of every time we put out a new podcast or every time we release a new article or breaking news or whatever the case may be. And, of course, guys, if this ministry blesses you, encourages you, equips you, we would love for you guys to pray about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically right there on your screen, through the app or through the main website, or you can give by check or money order at End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. So, guys, I hope everybody has a great rest of the weekend. We will probably likely be on here tomorrow. Sometimes, again, to be announced on the time. I don't know what time we'll be broadcasting, but we'll probably do a podcast tomorrow for Saturday. And then, of course, unless something breaking or major happens on Sunday, we will not be broadcasting. And then we'll be right back here on Monday night. Okay, on Monday night, I believe it's January 6th, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, for our Monday night gathering, wherein which we do a devotional and we do a time of prayer. So we would love for you guys to be a part of this. If you have not, if you're listening outside of YouTube, why don't you come over here to our YouTube channel, subscribe, and that way you can be part of this when we go live on Monday night, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So guys, have a great weekend. Stay safe, stay prayed up, and stay under the blood of Jesus. And we'll see you guys on the next one.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.